So I'm with Patrick Burgle from Chirp, a new iPhone app that uses sound to transfer things. Patrick, sounds complicated. Just explain what Chirp is.
Chirp is a system for moving small amounts of data over the air using sound. And some examples of the things that one might want to share include web links, contacts, or photographs from your iPhone.
Okay, we're going to do a demo of this now, and it might help if you paused here and went and got Chirp and had it open during the demo, and then you might actually be able to work out what was going on. So, Patrick, take it away. You've got Chirp open on an iPhone. I can see a picture of flowers. What have you done with that picture first?
So that's a picture of flowers from my garden in South London, and I've just taken the picture, pressed a button, and that's uploaded it automatically to the cloud. And now what I'd like to do is share that with you.
And that picture has now popped up on a neighbouring iPhone, a neighbouring iPhone also running Chirp. So just do it again, just so we can make sure. Okay, so that's a little experiment. People can try that at home if they get round to it.
Shall we do one of you, Rory?
Well, go on then, yeah. So you're now taking a picture of me.
Are you going to smile?
I'm going to smile. Smile for the camera.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. Now, you are sticking that into Chirp. You're putting that on Chirp's server. And I can see it sort of uploading there rather slowly over the 3G network. That'll take a bit of time. Well, while that's loading, oh, it's loaded. Now, when I say go, please press again. And yes, an extraordinary picture of me is very slowly animating onto that other phone. Well, obviously depends on the speed of network. It seems to work. I wonder if some of the poor people at home would have also seen that. I suppose what some people will ask is, what's the point of this? What applications do you see for it?
Well, there's a large number of things you could use this for that are useful. The most obvious one is sharing contact details. So at the moment, we allow you to share your Twitter or your Facebook identity. But of course, you can add any kind of text. So that could be a phone number or a LinkedIn profile, something of that nature. Going forwards, of course, there's no limit to the number of things that we could share with this, including cash transactions. We could use this as the front end for a payment service where you would like to have some money sent to you. You could now just chirp someone a fiver, for example.
And at a simple level, if you're all sitting together in the pub or using this app, you could share this not just with one person, but with anybody who had the app open.
That's right. So anyone who's in range, if you can hear the sound of a chirp and you're running the app, then the app can hear it and decode it. So it's easy to share information with a whole group of people. And on a bigger scale, if you had the chirp broadcast over a PA system, then anyone within earshot who was listening, had the app running, they could also hear the information that was being broadcast. That could be a gig ticket or whatever anyone wanted to broadcast.
Could this be of any use in broadcasting, for instance?
Absolutely. So we've engineered this to fit within the range of audio that broadcasters normally like to use within the human audible passband, so that it's now possible to chirp data from a television or from a radio. So what we want to do is connect devices to the internet, to the networks that weren't previously part of that network.
Now, this has all come out of UCL, University College London, hasn't it? Explain that.
That's right. So I'm a research associate at UCL in the Department of Computer Science, and my CTO and co-founder, Professor Anthony Steed, is the deputy head of department there. And we've spent the last couple of years working on this system, much of it undercover, and we've launched Chirp in the last couple of days.
And what are your ambitions here?
Well, we think it's possible to build a world-class startup here in London. There's certainly the talent and the technology expertise. In the long term, what we're trying to create is ubiquitous sonic middleware. We think that anywhere that sound can be created, it might be useful to put a piece of data. So we'd like to see Chirp in embedded systems in the so-called Internet of Things. And that would include toys and very simple systems where a little bit of sound can be used to communicate with the network or with nearby devices that are connected to networks.